This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Ministry of External Affairs today informed that 10 Indian flagged vessels are still in the Persian Gulf region. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that since the signing of an MOU between the US and Iran, 11 Indian-bound vessels have crossed the Strait of Hormuz. On Qatar's explosion, Mr. Jaiswal said that India is coordinating closely with the government of Qatar to expedite procedures related to the repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased.
Very unfortunate deaths of 12 Indian nationals. Several others also died of other nationalities, but we lost 12 of our nationals in the tragedy in Ras Laffan gas field where an explosion happened. Several other people have also been injured. I am told that some 66 people are injured across nationalities. We don't know exactly how many of them are Indian nationals, but all those people who are injured are safe, talking to the local authorities for the identification of the mortal remains, as also for transportation of mortal remains to India. We are also in touch with the family members of those who have died in this very unfortunate accident.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is making advanced preparations to help farmers deal with the possible impact of a weak monsoon caused by El Nino. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the country had so far seen around 43% less rainfall and that the monsoon was expected to remain weak in July as well. Mr. Chauhan said that states have been advised to promote crops like pulses, coarse grains and oilseeds, which require less water and can still perform well under difficult conditions. Vice Chairperson of Niti Aayog, Dr. Ashok Kumar Lahiri, today said that the total trade of India has grown by 5.4% in the last quarter. Dr. Lahiri said this while releasing the latest edition of the Trade Watch quarterly report in New Delhi. The vice chairperson added that India's exports reached $1.84 trillion and imports grew by 6.5% in the last quarter. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee's vision had been realized with the abrogation of Article 370. Mr. Shah paid tribute to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his death anniversary, describing him as one of India's greatest leaders whose contributions helped preserve the country's unity and integrity. Addressing a gathering in New Delhi during the launch of NAFID's auction portal, Mr. Shah said 23rd June holds special significance for Bharatiya Janata Party workers as it marks the day Shyama Prasad Mukherjee sacrificed his life for national unity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have also paid tributes to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom day. India and the U.S. opened high-level trade talks today to salvage and recalibrate a proposed bilateral trade agreement after changes in U.S. tariff policy disrupted a framework negotiated earlier this year. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore in New Delhi. Both sides are aiming to conclude an interim trade pact before the 24th of July, when Washington's temporary 10% tariff on imports from trading partners is set to expire. A three-member special investigation team, or SIT, probing the alleged anomalies in donations and offerings at the Ayodhya Ram Mandir, has submitted its initial probe report today. The report was submitted to Additional Chief Secretary, Home, Sanjay Prasad, by SIT head Vijay Vishwas Pant, who is Commissioner of Lucknow. After submitting the report, SIT head Vijay Vishwas Pant said, "This is a preliminary report." The high-level panel was constituted by the state government to investigate alleged financial irregularities and misappropriation of funds. The National Testing Agency NTA today announced the results of Common University Entrance Test, or CUET 2026, for undergraduate admissions. Candidates who appeared for the exam can now access their scorecards through the official CUET portal. In FIFA World Cup, Portugal will face Uzbekistan at Houston in US with Cristiano Ronaldo's side aiming to bounce back after being held to a draw in their opening match. The match will begin at 10:30 p.m. In Group L, England will meet Ghana in a highly anticipated clash in Boston, US at 1:30 a.m. And benchmark domestic equity indices declined sharply by 1.2% today, mirroring losses across global markets. Sensex plunged 893 points to close at 76,201. And that is the end of this news bulletin.